Once every 3 years in the lunar cum solar calendar, or calendars that are commonly used in traditional Indian usage, there comes an intercalary month. It's something like the leap year that is there in Gregorian calendar. But this is an intercalary month to keep the lunar cycle in tandem with the solar cycle. It's technical how it's worked out, but it is a month of particular interest for followers of the Vedic culture. The smartas, or we can broadly say the non-Vaishnavas in Vedic culture, they call this month Malamas. Mala means dirt or stool or contamination. The Vaishnavas know it as Purushottam Mas. As in this year, 2020, that Purushottam Mas, the month of Purushottam, is about to begin tomorrow, on this day that I'm speaking this. I will narrate from Padma Purana one chapter describing the glories of Purushottam month. I'll speak paraphrasing and with a little interspersal of comments. Remember, this is Padma Purana. The Vaishnavas following Srila Prabhupada and others, they are used to the Nigamakalpataro Galitam Phalam, the ripened fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literature, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. Is this spotless Purana is particularly dear to the Vaishnavas. But there are different Puranas, different parts of the Vedic literature, which are pitched at or meant for people at different levels and different understanding and different realization and different commitment. So this narration is meant for Vaishnavas, but not necessarily for Vaishnavas who are on the path given in Srimad Bhagavatam of Ahaitukiya Pratihata, bhakti, devotional service to Krishna, to Adhokshaja, which is free from personal desire and which is unremitting. Nevertheless, this narration of Purushottam months is valuable for devotees who are on the path of pure devotional service to understand that this month is very dear to Lord Vishnu and to Krishna, and we may get inspired to increase our devotional practices during this important month. That's always good to do that, to increase our chanting, maybe do some extra austerities, more reading, and so on. Anyway, this is from Padma Purana. Taking us back many thousands of years ago to Naimisharanya, where sages were gathered to perform a sacrifice, and just as it happened, Sudha Goswami was passing through there on his way to the Ganga for taking a bath. Sudha Goswami with many thousands of disciples arrived. And the sages present in Naimisharanya happily stood respectfully to receive him and offered him a Vyasasan, very proper seat to sit on. And then they humbly, with folded hands, asked him, knowing him to be a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to speak to them something about the wonderful activities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. They said that there are many such narrations, but we want to hear something which is really good, the best, so that we can, by hearing which, by following the instructions contained in which, we can all be relieved from material distress, get free from the material ocean, and go back to Godhead. So this was Shonaka Rishi speaking, and Sudha Goswami told them that, well, I'm on pilgrimage. I started at Pushkar Tirtha That's the standard thing to do, according to Shastra, to start at Pushkar. And after visiting thousands of other holy places, I came to Hastinapur on the bank of the Ganga, Yamuna. Hastinapur means it's a general statement. Because it was outside Hastinapur where Parikshit Maharaj was sitting with Shukadev. And when Shukadev arrived, then Suta Goswami says that everyone stood to receive. Shukadev, with folded hands, offered him a beautiful Vyasa son, and they seated him there for speaking about Krishna to Parikshit Maharaj. And Suta Goswami said, "I've heard that Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadev, and now I'm going to tell you something about the mind-captivating, beautiful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So, Suta speaks. "Once long ago, Narad Muni, in his wanderings reached Badrik Ashram, where Naranarayan Rishi reside, performing austerities, the river Alakananda, which is later known as she flows down further as Ganga as she emerges with other rivers. So the Alakananda flows from his lotus feet, and Badrik Ashram, Narayan Rishi was performing austerities. Narad offered obeisance to Narayan, saying, "Oh, you're the Lord of the demigods, you're the ocean of mercy, you're the master of creation, you are all truth, you are Tri Satya in all phases of time, you are the truth, you are the essence of all truth. So I offer obeisance to you." "Oh, my Lord," Narad said to Narayan Rishi, "in this material world, all the living entities are busy in sense gratification, forgetting the ultimate goal of life. So just please tell me something by which householders and sages like myself in the round order of life can attain self-realization and return back to Godhead." Hearing these sweet words of Narad, Narayan, smiling happily, said, "You listen and I'll narrate the pious activities of Lord Krishna, which destroys all the effects of previously committed sins." "Narada," he said, Narayan Rishi said, "you already know all the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, you know, but for the benefit of others, you are asking me to speak them again. Now, there are many, many topics which could be spoken, but at this point, Narayan Rishi decided to speak to Narada about the sacred Purushottam month, which is fully potent to grant material happiness in this life, and at the end of life, go back to home, back to Godhead. Narad, feigning ignorance, said, "Purushottam month, what's that? What's all that about? Because generally in the year we have all the different months. We have the Chaitra, Vaishak, Jyeshtha, all these different months. But what's this Purushottam month? There are 12 months in a year, right? And Purushottam is not one of them. So, ocean of mercy, tell me, what is this month? How to glorify it? What should be done in this month? How to take bath in this month? How to give charity, to chant, worship, and fast, and do everything else for this month?" Suta Goswami said that, hearing this, Narayan started to speak from his moon-like lotus mouth. So you can choose your metaphor, his moon. So Narayan said, "Narad, I'm going to tell you the story or the narration which was previously told by Lord Sri Krishna to Maharaj Yudhishthira. Now, Yudhishthira, as is unfortunately well known, the unfortunate history, he lost everything, his empire, his palace, even his wife Draupadi to Duryodhana, in a gambling match. And Draupadi, even worse, was insulted by Dushasana in front of the whole royal assembly, when Dushasana tried to make Draupadi naked, but Lord Krishna saved Draupadi from that very horrible situation. And then after this, Yudhishthira Maharaj was obliged to leave the city and go and live in the Karmika forest with his brothers and his wife. Now, once the son of Devaki, Lord Sri Krishna, arrived in the forest to meet the Pandavas to see how they were doing, and they all became extremely happy, forgetting the pain and the ardours of the humiliation and the frustration of their forest life. They felt they got a new life by seeing the Supreme Lord Krishna, bowing down at his lotus feet. But Krishna, seeing them, was not happy. He became very sad and very angry at Duryodhana. This was the first time he saw them after they'd been banished to the forest. He became so angry that it appeared that he might destroy the whole universe. His anger was brimming over. And the Pandavas, they became distraught, and they prayed to him very humbly, and especially Arjuna, very dear to Krishna. So hearing his prayers, Krishna became somewhat pacified, and Arjuna started to ask Krishna some questions. And Krishna said, "I'm very pleased with all you Pandavas. I have something to tell you now about Purushottam months, the history of Purushottam months. What is this Purushottam month? I'll tell you, it's important for you to know." He's telling the Pandavas. "Oh, Arjuna, once upon a time, by the arrangement of Providence," Providence means Krishna, "this month, which at that time is known as technically as Adhika Mas, extra months, or sometimes called Mala Mas, bad months, dirty months, became manifested in this world." And people thought, this is the worst months. See, in this, we find in Shastra, in this month you do this auspicious activity, in another month you do another auspicious activity, but this month is just filling up the gap. So the people thought it was very inauspicious, just like Mala Mas. Mala means stool. If you touch stool, you become contaminated. So in the same way, this month is quite unsuitable, people thought, for any religious or pious activities, anything auspicious. That was the general understanding. So the months, the goddess of that month, because we understand from Vedic knowledge that everything is personal. There's a personality who is just like Ganga is a river. Ganga is a person, the goddess. Yamuna is a river. She's a goddess also, a form. Himalaya, Himavan, is mountain range, is a person also. So in this way, everything is personal. And the personality, the goddess or the female personality of the Mala Mas or Adhika Mas, she was distraught. She was rejected by everyone, blasphemed by everyone. And she came to Vaikuntha to see Lord Vishnu to explain her situation, falling down at his lotus feet, most distraught, tears flowing from her eyes. She prayed to Lord Vishnu, "Oh, ocean of mercy, I've come to you because I'm rejected and blasphemed by all the people of the world. Most years they don't even think of me at all. And when I do come, all they say, oh, it's all bad, 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 bad. That's what they think of me. So protect me. You're known as merciful. Where's your mercy to me? Why are you indifferent to me?" And she cried before Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu naturally became very merciful to her. He said, don't worry, don't lament, I'll protect you. It is my position that anyone who comes to take shelter in me, they should not lament anymore. So she said, she again talked of her situation. She said, try to understand what a painful condition I'm in. All the other months, years, days, nights, movements of the stars and the planets, they're all going on in a regular way. But I don't have any name, I don't have any protector, I don't have any husband, I don't have any shelter. All the human beings and even the demigods have rejected me, that I'm so inauspicious, that nothing auspicious should be done during my period of the period when I'm active in this world. And she said, I want to die. And she fell down fainting in front of the Lord. So Lord Vishnu told Garuda, you better fan her. When Garuda fans someone, he doesn't get a fan, he just flaps his wings. And after some time, she awoke and said, oh, Lord of the universe, still distraught, I'm in your shelter. Please protect me. Please protect me. And Lord Vishnu, don't lament. Everything's going to be all right. In a short time, all your miseries will be completely over. You come with me. Get up. Come with me. We'll go to Golok Vrindavan, which even the great yogis cannot go to. It is the abode of Lord Krishna, where in his two-handed form, he enjoys his inimitable pastimes with unlimited numbers of gopis. So that's even better than here, Lord Vishnu says. Let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. So he told her, in Golok Vrindavan, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna will deliver you from all miseries. So he took her by the hand and they went to Golok Vrindavan. And then Narayana, along with the extra months personified, from a distant place, from quite a distance, they could see the effulgence of Golok, which was so bright that ordinary people, they just can't bear the brightness. So putting the extra months personified behind him, he reached the main gate, offered respect by the doorkeeper, entered, and then Narayana met Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. And Krishna was surrounded by many, many gopis. So Krishna is here surrounded by gopis, and Narayana, Vishnu, is known as the husband of Rama, or Lakshmi, in the Vaikuntha world. So Vishnu made the extra month personified fall at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. She was still crying. She was so caught up in her own situation that even at the lotus feet of Krishna, she was crying. And Krishna said, who's this crying and suffering in Golok? This is not right. Even in Golok, someone should cry. Then Lord Vishnu explained the whole miserable situation, that this month personified was feeling. And she prayed to Krishna, you please protect this unprotected one. There is no one except you, Krishna. Lord Narayan was also saying, there's no one who can save her from this miserable condition and give her full protection but you, O Krishna. Then Lord Krishna spoke some very confidential words. Krishna, remember, his name is Purushottama. Pratita Purushottama. We have the Purushottam Yoga, 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So his name is Purushottama. And this Purushottam Krishna said to Vishnu, "Good, it's good you brought her to me. You'll become glorified for this act. Who you accept, I also accept. So I'll make this extra month, who is now blasphemed and rejected so much, I will make her like me in quality, fame, opulence, realization, success, giving benediction to devotees. This month will be equally potent like me. I'm bestowing all of my quality in this month. Like me, this month will be famous as Purushottam. I'm known as Purushottam, the Supreme Lord. And she will be known as Purushottama, the form of the Lord as manifested in this world." Krishna says to Narayana that by your desire, I myself am becoming the husband and protector of this Purushottam month. She will be above all the other months. And although this month is rejected by everyone, rejected by all the other months, this month will become worshipable by everyone, even by the other months, and everyone should offer respect to her. Just like myself, this month can give any type of boon to those who please her. Whoever worships this month will be able to burn out all his past sinful reactions, live peacefully and happily in this world, and eventually return back to Godhead. Krishna continued, "This abode, Golok, cannot be attained simply by performing austerities, pious activities, even by observing austerity and fasting, but just by observing this Purushottam month and becoming a devotee," that's very important, that's essential, "one can easily cross over the material ocean and return back to Godhead. So in this way, this Purushottam month is the best of all months to be observed with various austerities. Just like a farmer who puts his seed in a well-cultivated field, which is good soil, then he'll get a good harvest. So in the same way, anyone who observes devotional service toward Vishnu in this Purushottam month will enjoy a blissful life in this world and then go back to Godhead after leaving his body." Note the point that they keep on making this point about blissful, happy material life. On the other hand, Krishna said, someone who is so unfortunate and so ignorant that he doesn't perform any japa of the holy names, does not give charity, does not pay respect to Lord Krishna and his devotees, does not behave properly toward brahmanas, makes enmity with others unnecessarily, and who blasphemes his Purushottam months, they can go to hell for practically unlimited period. How powerful is this month? Lord Krishna continued, "How can a person make his life successful unless he performs devotional service in this Purushottam month? You can't neglect it." Everyone wants to neglect and reject this month, but Krishna says, you can't go back to Godhead unless you perform devotional service in this month. Of course, a devotee of Krishna who's fully committed, he performs devotional service in every month, but this is giving a strong message to those who are lax in their practices. A person who, Krishna continues, a person who is fully engaged in sense gratification and doesn't give any special importance to this Purushottam month becomes the best candidate for going to hell. So every human being is actually a human being should perform some devotional service in this month by, there are so many things, rising early, taking baths, giving charity to proper persons, So in this, and of course, chanting the holy names of Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, that's not specifically mentioned here. So anyone who is fortunate enough to have faith in this and observes this, Purushottam months, worshipping Krishna in this way, will attain fame, opulence, and a good son in this life, and after being happy in this world, again mentioning, he can go back to home, back to Godhead, to Golok. So everyone should do it. Krishna says, "This I'm making this month, which was considered the worst, the best of all months. And you who are the husband of Rama Devi, you don't worry anymore about this. Now you can take this Purushottam month in personified form, you can take her back to Vaikuntha with you." So remember that Krishna is narrating this to Yudhishthira, Draupadi, and Arjuna, and all the Pandavas there. So then he specifically spoke to Arjuna, that you lion among men, now you should understand why you Pandavas are suffering. You didn't recognize that Purushottam month has come and gone, and you didn't observe it at all. That month which is most dear to Krishna, Vrindavan Chandra, but you being in the forest, you didn't know, you didn't worship, and now you're suffering. You've been following your regular religious ritualistic principles as given to you by Vyasadeva, but you didn't worship the Purushottam month. Therefore, you cannot be a pure devotee unless you do that. You got to do it now, now or never, or now or maybe after 3 years. And then after 3 years, he'll say, well, maybe another 3 years later. And he goes on and on and on. So Krishna is trying to wake us up to do what we need to do. Now, Krishna continued. Now I'm going to tell you about the previous birth of Draupadi. She's a very unusual woman. Five husbands. First of all, born out of a fire, then has five husbands. So how has that all happened? And as you will find out, this is related to this narration is related to Purushottam months. So Krishna told Arjuna and the others there that in her previous birth, Draupadi was the daughter of a great Brahmin sage called Medhavi. Unfortunately, when this girl was very young, she was the only child, her mother died. And when she grew up, then her father, being a renowned sage, he didn't take much interest in arranging her family life, her marriage, any such thing. And she became distressed seeing her girlfriends of a similar age getting married, having children, and she wasn't. So she became more and more distressed. In the meantime, her father also passed away from this material world. He was a great devotee. He was, as he died, he uttered the name of Lord Hari. But in the meantime, his daughter is left feeling most miserable and lonely. Fortunately for her, the great sage Durvasa once appeared in this ashram. I may seem fortunate with Durvasa. You can never be sure what's going to happen. It's dangerous. So she knew how to receive him. She received him with obeisance, respect, and worship. She offered flowers and fruits to the great sage Durvasa, who became very pleased toward her. And then she started her crying and lamenting, "Oh, I'm in such a difficult situation. What shall I do? Oh, great sage," she said, "you know everything past, present, and future. You know what my situation is, but anyway, I'll tell you. I have no shelter, I have no relatives, I have no brother, no father, no mother, no husband. What should I do? Please find me some way to get out of this situation. Give me some advice to get free from this miserable condition." So Durvasa thought of this, then he thought, yeah, I'll give her some mercy. And he told her, oh, beautiful young girl, just after 3 months will come the time of the auspicious month, Purushottam month, which is most dear to Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just by taking a bath in this month, a person becomes sinless. This month is even more glorious than all the months put together, including Kartik. Generally, devotees like to worship and or perform special worship in Kartik month, but Durvasa says this month, Purushottam, is even more important. He says that the glories of all the other months put together is not even equal to 1/16th part of Purushottam month. Talking about taking a holy bath, that means not necessarily sitting in a shower, but bath means in a holy river like, oh, there are so many. Ganga cha, Yamuna cha, Godavari, Sarasvati. In the Ganga or any other holy river, Ganga is most famous. Anyone takes a bath in this month, the merit that they get is equal to the merit of taking bath in the Ganga for 12,000 years every day, when she takes bath, or merit achieved by a person. The merit achieved by a person who takes a bath in the water of the Ganga or the Godavari at an auspicious time. So if you'll take birth and give charity and chant give charity and chant the holy name of Lord Vishnu in this month, all your miseries will go away. You'll attain all kinds of perfection. All your desires will be fulfilled. So don't forget, Purushottam month is coming. Do what you need to do. Unfortunately, the Brahmin girl didn't believe it. She's heard of Malamas, the bad months. She got angry and she said, what are you talking? You're talking nonsense. This isn't true. How can this extra month be auspicious when everyone calls it Malamas, comparing it to stool? How can you say it's superior to other great months like Magh, Kartik, Vaishakha? I don't believe you. You're trying to cheat me. This extra month is most abominable for all kinds of auspicious activities. Durvasa, he became angry. When he becomes angry, you're in trouble. But he did. He became very angry. His body started burning, his eyes became red. But then he thought two things. One thing he thought, this poor girl is in such a helpless condition. And Medhavi, her father, he was my old friend. I used to respect him a lot. So for this reason, the sage Durvasa cooled down and said, he told her, I'm not going to curse you. You're an ignorant child and you couldn't understand the Shastric conclusions I was speaking. But I'm not going to take your offense, any offense, but at the same time, I shouldn't tolerate the offense you've made to Purushottam months. In the next life, you'll definitely get the results from that. So saying this, Durvasa left and went to the place of Lord Narayana. So, what happened? Durvasa left, and then that Brahmin girl, who was actually to become Draupadi, she lost just like that, just in a twinkle of an eye. She lost everything she had, her beauty, and she was devastated. Her bodily luster, everything was gone. So she thought, what will I do? Let me worship Lord Shiva. He's known as Ashutosha. He was very quickly pleased. So let me do that. And she did so, and she performed austerities for 9,000 years. For instance, In the summer, she would sit meditating in the hot sun, with the sun beating down, and she'd make fire in four corners so that she was tortured by the heat. And in the cold winter, she would enter the cold river, and like this, she was performing severe austerities, not just entering the cold river, but doing meditation. Seeing this, even the great demigods became fearful, Shankara especially. And he gave Shankara, Indra, they became fearful. Shankara didn't become fearful, the demigods did, but Shankara, seeing the situation, Shankara means Lord Shiva, appeared before the Brahmin girl and said, "I'm very pleased with your worship and your austerities." And she immediately stood up, seeing the spiritual form of Lord Shiva. And just by seeing him, all the weakness and the debilitation of her body due to so much fasting and performing austerities, that was all immediately removed just by seeing him. And again, she looked very beautiful. Her body was restored from its emaciated position. So she recited prayers to please him, and he became pleased. He's very quickly pleased, Lord Shiva, Ashutosha. So Lord Shiva blessed her and said, "Yeah, you perform very severe austerity, so I wish all fortune to you. Now, you ask some boon from me, I'm pleased with you. Whatever you want, you tell me." And the girl said, "You're the friend of the poor, so if you're pleased with me," she said to him, "please give me a husband. Give me a husband. Give me a husband. Give me a husband. Give me a husband." Lord Shiva said, "Okay, five husbands." He said it five times. "You're going to get five husbands." He said, "Oh, no." That is, she thought, the girl, "Oh, wait a minute, that's not proper. How can I have five husbands? That's not right. That's terrible to have a girl to have five husbands." But Lord Shiva said, "Well, you ask five times and you get five times, but in the next life. Remember, you offended Purushottam months by not accepting the words of Dravasa." Now, of course, we understand Draupadi is a pure devotee, but sometimes they go through such apparent situations. So this is for instructing that we should not doubt the words of great personalities, and we shouldn't doubt the glories and qualities of Purushottaman. So you made an offense to Lord Shiva, and therefore to Lord Shiva, because Durvasa and Lord Shiva, they are one and the same. Not in all respects, but in many respects. So Lord Shiva told her that, "See, you just can't go around offending, making offenses and saying, I don't believe all this. This month of Purushottam is worshipped by great demigods, including myself and Brahma and all the great saints like Narad. Why? On the order of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, and a devotee or one who observes Purushottam months gets great fortune in this life, and at the end of this life he returns back to Golok, the abode of Lord Krishna. So that's what happened. That's what you did. So you got five husbands in your next life, but don't worry, everything will be all right." But she became sad, and he left that place. So she became very sad and fearful about her future life. What am I going to do? After a few days, by the influence of time, she also had to leave this body. But just at that time, Maharaj Drupada was performing a sacrifice, fire sacrifice, and from the fire this girl took her birth. She was born of fire. She had a mentality of fire also. And Krishna told Arjuna, "You see, this same woman who was born from the..." When you say the girl was born from the fire sacrifice of Drupada, then immediately they can understand. Draupadi means the daughter of Draupadi. So it was well known she had appeared from the fire sacrifice. So they could understand that Krishna was talking about Draupadi, who was also there listening. So because she blasphemed the Purushottam months, she has been insulted by Dushasana in front of the whole assembly, and you Pandavas were there, and you couldn't do anything about it. It was a great disgrace for all of you. But fortunately, she remembered me and took shelter of me. So I forgave her offenses and protected her from the most abominable condition. So don't forget, Krishna told the Pandavas. When you missed it one time, being in the forest, but don't miss the next Purushottam month. You must observe it. And if you do that, then all your miseries will be removed, all your desires will be fulfilled. But one who blasphemes Purushottam months and calls it a malamas, very bad, and doesn't worship me, can never attain good fortune. Now, Krishna told the Pandavas that your forest life is going to be finished soon. You've been through the 14 years, so you worship this Purushottam months. And Krishna left and went to Dwaraka. Then when Purushottam months came, Maharaj Yudhisthira reminded his brothers about this month. All of them followed the instructions given to them by Lord Krishna. They performed the worship in... What is it? One has to worship Krishna during Purushottam months. Various ways, which will be described a little later. And by the merit they achieved by performing that Purushottam Vrata, the vow that should be followed in this month, the Pandavas got back their lost kingdom, and after enjoying happy life after that, they went back to Godhead by the grace of Lord Krishna.